Hello, and welcome to Mother Daughter Earthcast, a show that will help you navigate the eco world and live a more colorful and conscious life. We'll inform, inspire, and embolden you.
And most importantly, we'll have fun along the way to a more planet-caring lifestyle together.
Welcome back to season two of Mother Daughter Earthcast.
Oh, I've missed doing this so much. And everyone, happy 2022.
Yes, definitely happy 2022. We have taken a good break from the podcast. It was much needed. Lots happened.
Oh, yeah.
And this is actually the first time, I think, in a while that I'm back up to snuff to be recording, because I unfortunately, like everyone else seemingly in the country right now, got COVID and I've been hacking up a storm. It hit me pretty hard, y'all, despite being boosted.
Yes.
But I'm feeling much better, back to my old self. And mom's first thing, once we didn't have to be isolated anymore, she was like, when are we recording a podcast episode?
I know.
So we're ready.
Have I said I've missed this?
I know. I've missed it too. And we're actually in a great spot. You might hear some background noise, but it's okay. We're on my front porch.
Yeah, I hear the bird behind us. And
the one bird.
Yeah, there's a bird.
Not birds, just one. One bird.
Yeah, yeah. And there's cars passing by, and Whiskey's sitting here watching life go by. And yeah, my legs are perched up on the banister and I'm in the sun, and this feels fabulous.
It does. We were like, oh, well, let's just record outside. It's a nice winter day. We've had lots of freezing, below zero weather here in Dallas.
Hold on. No, below freezing.
Below freezing, yeah.
Not below zero.
Below 32.
Okay, below zero in centigrade.
Yeah, Celsius. I don't get Fahrenheit. That's, whatever. We won't go there. As a scientist, I don't agree with Fahrenheit. But guys, fun fact about Fahrenheit and Celsius. I was living in Chicago several years ago, as some of you might know. And we got down to a wind chill of negative 47 degrees. And I looked it up just to see what that was in Celsius. Fun fact, Fahrenheit and Celsius converge at negative 45.
Oh, now, was that the wind chill?
That was wind chill.
But the real temperature was something awful,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was still incredibly low.
It was awful. So, that was a horrible morning for me.
It was too cold to even have the multiplying factor of Fahrenheit.
I know.
So there you go.
I know.
Fun fact, Fahrenheit and Celsius converge at negative 45 degrees, and in Chicago, we were there. Anyway, we digress. It's a lovely winter day here in Dallas. It's sunny. We're at about 50 degrees, I think. So that's why we just decided to sit outside.
Yeah.
But we thought we would just kind of give you all an update and talk about some of the episodes to come. We're super excited to be in season two. This is just fun. We're having a lot of fun and excited to share more stories this coming season. And Mom and I were talking about what we loved from our first season doing the podcast, what we want to do more of. And so we're just excited.
We are. And Mariana she was doing some cool, cool things this fall.
Yes. Pre-getting sick, I was pretty busy doing some, super fun work. So one of our earliest podcast guests was David Millark, founder of Archangel Ancient Tree Archive. And I have ended up doing lots of consulting work for them. We connected because of the podcast. And
wasn't he episode 4?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was... Yeah.
I don't retain details like that.
He was in the first half dozen of our...
Yes, he was one of our very earliest guests. So I've been helping them out, and we have done some really, really cool projects. And October was a really busy month, and we ended up doing a couple of plantings out in California. One of them was especially symbolic because Archangel Ancient Tree Archive had cloned several of the ancient giant sequoias in this one area in California. Several of those trees were burned in the 2020 Castle Fire, which, by the way, the California fires between 2020 and 2021, 20% of the remaining giant sequoias in the world have been destroyed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's incredibly heartbreaking. And it's just an example and goes to show how close we're getting to losing these ancient giants. I mean, we're getting really close to... Mm. Not, and it's not just the giant sequoias, it's other species, but
a lot of the redwoods were burned mm-hmm. in the fire last year also.
Yeah, and just imagine that you can lose 20% of the remaining, and these aren't just the ancient old growth, this is 20% of all remaining giant sequoias in the world were lost Whoa. In 2 years. Or it might be 15%. I might be off by 5.
But whatever. It's still a lot.
It's like 15%. So anyways, long story short, about 7 years ago, Archangel Ancient Tree Archive cloned several of these ancient trees. And we were able to bring back 150 of their offspring to reforest and restore this community really close to the Sequoia National Park. And it was just great to know that even though the parent is no longer living, that her, like, the mom tree is gone, but she has several of her babies in the area again, and her genes live on.
Aww.
It was so nice. It was really nice. So that was, and then we did a couple other plantings, and one of the coolest things that we did, and this is, see how we're going to weave in future podcast snippets, but we're going to be having this man, this gentleman on our podcast pretty soon. His name is Tom Wall, and he does, I'm going to botch it, but impromptu or what's the word I'm looking for when you go back and forth with someone? But basically, he does tree music, and he
improvised
improvisational.
That's it.
Thank you. We got there in the end. He does improvisational tree music, and so he hooks up trees and plants to his device that converts the electric signal that the plant or the tree produces into musical notes. And then he hooks up his guitar and they start riffing and they play along with each other. It's incredible.
Wow.
It was incredible to watch, and having him be part of the expedition and teaching these children and showing children about how they can actually be interacting with this tree real time, and us being able to perceive that through music was incredible. So,
oh, tell us about the Shy Tree.
The Shy Tree.
Oh, I yeah. love this story.
We nicknamed him Shy Tree in my family, not on the trip, but I've told this story a couple of times. So, before, we had about 35 middle schoolers come and help us plant in Sequoia Crest. And before we started with the planting, we did a tree music demonstration. And it was with one of the seedlings that we were going to be planting. Tom connected this, you know, plant. It's about 2.5 feet tall. But this little giant sequoia Aww. Connected the little giant sequoia, a.k.a. Shy Tree, to his plant music device. And when he first connected the tree, it produced like a few notes. It was like, and then went silent for a little while. And I don't know, out of nowhere, I just told the children and the students, hey, do a few of you just want to go up to the tree, give it like a soft touch, soft caress, and just Aww. Let the tree know that we're here. We're going to help the tree find his or her new home and that we're just here to, you know, celebrate with them. And a few of the students did. They just went up and said hi. And all of a sudden, this tree just like came out of its little shell and started playing like a symphony. Like, and it was so cool to watch. And at one other point, it was, you know, the tree was staying in kind of high-pitched notes while it was interacting with students. And then this older man came over and started kind of touching the tree, and it dropped down to low notes.
Really?
And then it went back up to high notes with when the students came back. It was, and we didn't spend that much time with the tree music because it was only a portion of what we were doing that day, but it was incredible to watch that interaction. And if only we could help it produce words, you know, that's
wow.
But music is a way of communication.
Yes, it is.
It totally is. And later that night, actually, Tom connected this device to the 3,000-year-old tree that was down the road that we were climbing and taking cuttings from. And he also had these lights. So it was not only the music, but it was a music and a light show. And here we were in the middle of, you know, giant sequoia forest at night, hearing this beautiful concert from this 3,000-year-old tree. It was one of the most magical moments ever.
Wow.
It was incredible. So we're going to have Tom on the podcast, and he's going to be able to share with us what he does with playing with trees. And he is truly a tree lover. He's a tree lover, and he's such a talented musician. And watching him bring both of those gifts and talents together and what he does is just incredible.
I can hardly wait to visit with him about that. And also, the device that he has, it's connecting to, what is it reading? The energy waves?
The electric signal.
Okay.
So every living being, us, plants, we all produce an electric signal.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what this device is basically reading. Fun fact, ooh, my mom doesn't even know this. I talked to a lot of tree people through my job, and I was chatting with this lady the other day, and she had actually read about the man who invented this technology.
Okay.
And I'm going to maybe get the details a little bit off, but he also, I think he wrote a book, so I'm going to try to find the name of this book and link it in the show notes, but he did a lot of work with the polygraph device.
Okay.
So in his line of work, he used a lie detector a lot.
Huh.
And for some reason, he got the idea of connecting this polygraph to a plant. And he walked away and came back and noticed that the polygraph had definitely been recording activity. And I forget the details of the story, but it got to the point where he realized the plant would recognize when he was going to be coming home.
Really?
I really want to read this book, and I will try to find the name of it in my call notes, but that's how they eventually got to create this device, which essentially takes the electric signals that the plant produces and turns them into musical notes.
And
mom's going to give y'all another sneak peek.
We're going to get one of those devices.
Well, we already purchased it. It's been on back order. It's just supply chain issue. We purchased it like 5 months ago.
I want to say so. We were supposed to have gotten it in October, then November, then December. Well, we're now into 2022.
We're mid-January. So hopefully we'll get it this year. But it's called Plant Wave. We can definitely link that in the show notes. And we're super excited.
I want to hear what it says when I hug a tree.
I know. But and it's also not just trees. We can use it with any plant. I kind of want to see what like a plant sounds like in the winter versus what it sounds like in the spring? What about if a plant we know is sick, like has mites on it? Like, what if you can just check in with a plant?
Oh, have a little weekly visit.
Exactly. And kind of hear how the plant is doing. I don't know. My mom and I are going to do lots of experiments. Ooh. And a lot of what we're going to be doing with this device is going to be happening on Patreon, is what we're thinking. So I feel like it'll be really fun to share different plant check-ins with our community.
Ooh.
And just get, you know, what happens when you're talking to a plant versus... what if you start yelling mean things to a plant?
Mm-mm.
I know that would be hard to do. Versus playing like Disney music.
Mariana loves her Disney music.
If I were a plant, I would want to hear Disney music. Versus, I don't know.
I want to hear Fleetwood. I would want to hear Fleetwood Mac if I were a
My
plant.
Mom loves Fleetwood Mac.
I do.
I mean, this would be kind of sad, but like, what would happen if you repotted it, you know? I don't know, all these things. I think it's going to be really fun.
I can hardly wait for us to get our new toy.
I know, I can't wait either. I haven't gotten an update from them recently, but it should be coming soon. We're waiting, so that's definitely happening. And who knows, maybe we'll have a little podcast episode compilation of our different plant musics.
Ooh.
So
wow.
That's going to be super exciting for this coming year.
Well, also tell everyone about some of the people who were on this trip with Archangel Tree in California.
Well, lots of cool people. what was great about this trip specifically was we got some great media coverage. And so the story was able to really get out there. Associated Press covered the trip in Sequoia Crest, as well as CBS. The UK Guardian picked it up, which was pretty cool.
That is.
And then the planting that we did later that week in San Francisco at the Presidio was covered by CNN. And it was really cool because we were actually able to do that as part of CNN's Call to Earth Day. So the man in charge of Call to Earth Day with CNN was there, and we have been able to really learn about this initiative because we've been working with him pretty closely. But on November 10th, I believe that's going to be the same day every year, but CNN is dedicating a whole day of its programming to highlight what organizations are doing around the world to help combat climate change. And so it starts, you know, I think in Japan and ends in Hawaii. I forget, but it tracks for 24 hours, basically follows the sun and highlights global projects that people are doing to help combat climate change, which I think is awesome. And that's their Wonderful. Programming for the day. So our planting was part of CNN Call to Earth Day, which was very fun. It was super cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That trip, it took a lot of planning and
Mom saw the behind the scenes of what went on to plan that trip. And obviously I worked really closely with the Archangel Ancient Tree Archive team, and everyone worked so hard. But it was incredible. It was such an incredible trip, and being in the mountains and the Sequoia National Park, that's mm-hmm. what I meant. Was
National Park or National Forest?
Forest, yeah. We were right outside of it, but it was that general area. And it's just such a magical spot. No cell service, which was, you know, at first a little bit hard to get used to, but then it just feels nice once you kind of get into the rhythm. So, yeah, it was a really awesome fall. We're gearing up for more projects this year. I'm working on my own projects too. So it's going to be a great year, I think.
Of course
it is. I know. Not I think, I know. And we're just excited to continue doing our fun stuff and meeting awesome people. And we were talking. Mom, tell people, what's your favorite part of season 1 from the podcast that you were saying the other day? She doesn't know.
Oh, yes. Well, visiting with all the fun, cool people.
Yeah, the diversity of people.
Oh, I just love it. And I've missed it so much. I have learned so much from our guests.
I know.
They have impacted my life in so many ways.
Me too. I agree.
And I just feel like my growth got stagnated a little bit since we had to take off a couple of months.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And so that's why I'm super happy to get back to it. Well, and I know we're not going to stay on too much longer, but tell people what you've been up to.
Well, the holidays, we had a lovely Thanksgiving at our home, and we were going to have a lovely Christmas, but...
But I got COVID.
And Toby.
And Toby.
Yeah. I have always told my children, if they do not spend Christmas Day with me, I am totally fine with that. It is just another day.
But she was not fine.
Well, the other times, like last year, yes. you were not with me. And I was totally fine last year,
yeah,
right?
You were.
But this year, I was... That was just sad. I mean, Marianna and Toby were in town, and they came over and opened up presents, but Montana and I had put some chairs in the backyard.
Yeah, Mom, qualify that. We were like 50 feet away.
I know.
In the yard. We came through like Mom's side driveway.
Did not walk through the house.
No, of course not. And we had our masks on, and Montana, my brother, joked that if I needed to use the restroom, I should just squat behind the tree. Thankfully, we didn't have to do that. But yeah, we were at least able to very, very from afar, aka like outdoors, like banished to this little corner of the garden.
I know.
But we were at least able to see each other for, I mean, it was like an hour or something.
Yeah. And then they left and a few people came over, but COVID was raging at that point, and a lot of people didn't feel comfortable coming over. And so anyway, Christmas was, and I know this, we were not the only ones this happened to.
No, and y'all don't know this about my mom, but she lives for the holidays. She loves any excuse to host people at her house. So
yes,
it's sad when she doesn't get her holiday fix.
I know. It was sad.
But we were really lucky. Everyone is healthy and feeling good. So We made it through, and everyone's feeling good.
I know. So Mariana and Toby have recovered from COVID, and now Montana has recovered. He got it too.
Yeah. So
anyway, so after the holidays, I did go get in my car. I needed some therapy, and
Mom's therapy is getting out in the open road. She was a trucker in another lifetime. I really do think.
Oh, I just love driving. And it just...
Very strange.
No, I get to see...
She can't be around trees when she drives. She needs horizons.
Well, hold on. No, to grieve, I need horizons.
No, but you still prefer horizons.
Oh, I do.
But it's very interesting because she always... Like, I love Dallas. I love Texas. I'm a Texan at heart. Well, I am a Texan, period. But the prairie... You know, it's lovely just how I think every ecosystem has its charm, but it does nothing for my soul. Mom, she literally calls herself the product of the prairie. A product of the prairie.
Well, it's really interesting that when both of my parents died, I went out into the desert.
Which is the last place that I would find comfort from.
Oh, I just, no.
Yeah, what is, this is a great conversation to just touch on briefly on the podcast. What would you say is the ecosystem that fills your soul the most?
Ooh, I would probably say the beach.
Okay.
But there's horizons there.
True.
And I have a wonderful sense of direction, and I have found that whenever I'm around a lot of trees that I lose my sense of direction, which is disconcerting to me.
So why did you go to a desert to grieve and not a beach?
Because it was the winter, and I felt a calling. I drove, my husband and I went out to the Big Bend National Park, and it was exactly what I needed.
Interesting.
Yes. So anyway, right after Christmas, I got into my car and I started driving to Sarasota, Florida. And I just stopped whenever I wanted to and found some fabulous places along the way, and then met David Mollark and one of his good friends, Jim. What's Jim's last name?
Jim Clark.
And met them and walked through Selby Gardens, and they told me about trees and I told them about orchids and bromeliads, and it was a fabulous day. If y'all have not been to Selby Gardens, it's a magical place. It really is.
And for those of you who don't know, my mom is like the expert at orchids and bromeliads. She's a plant lady in general, but she's definitely an orchid and bromeliad lady. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see. And so she's now back and we're gearing up for 2022.
Yes.
It's nice to be back.
It is. It really is.
What are you looking forward to most this year?
Ooh, I should have thought about that. I haven't even thought about that.
Mom, did you have no like New Year little ritual of No,
I didn't. I'm just really, Montana just came out of quarantine yesterday. And COVID really has thrown me for a loop recently. Yeah. Mariana didn't tell y'all, but she had a rough time of COVID. She even had a hard time breathing and had to, what did you, that?
Monoclonal antibody treatment.
There. Yeah, she had to do that. And then on my trip, COVID was raging, and one of my girlfriends flew out to Sarasota and drove back with me. And she knew a bunch of people who had gotten COVID. It's just, I've been in a COVID fog, I feel like, but I know a lot of people have.
Yeah. It's been a bit intense recently.
It has.
So is there something that you can think of that you're really excited about for this year? Or should we check back in with you and give you some time to think about it?
Okay. I've been thinking about something.
Oh, geez. We'll see. Buckle up.
I want us to go skiing.
There you go.
I hadn't even told Mariana this.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking about this yesterday. I spent the day cooking yesterday. I just hadn't just done basic cooking, like making my vinaigrette and making my yogurt and, you know, making a bunch of vegetables, just basic cooking. I hadn't done that for a while. And I was cooking and I thought, I want us all to go skiing. What a fun idea.
Yeah. Well, I just learned.
I know.
A few weeks ago. And that was super fun.
And I haven't been skiing since, hold on, I know this, December of 1987.
Oh, wow. Mom, we'll be like riding a bike.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. And I'm ready to jump on that bike again.
Yeah, well, I'd be down to do that.
So anyway, that's something I would like to do. What are you looking forward to this year? And I know you've thought about it.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about what I want to share on the podcast. I'm sure I'm going to be chatting about this more, and it'll be coming up in the next few weeks and months while we record future episodes. But last year, a big portion of my time and energy was spent creating this new business model around urban reforestation specifically. And I am hopefully going to be launching my pilot project in the next couple of months if all goes well.
Ooh.
I'm saying this now publicly so I can get light a fire under my butt.
You have had a big fire going.
I know. But now rubber's hitting the road and we're actually going to get something done and get it started and learn a lot, I'm sure. But I am looking forward to launching that and learning from it and growing it and seeing where it goes.
Wonderful.
So stay tuned. I'm excited.
That's very exciting, Mariana.
It is exciting. So anyways, we're starting to build our list of future podcast guests. We're reaching out to people, getting just more interesting people on the podcast. And if y'all have anyone that you want us to interview, let us know, because we love doing this. Mom loves chatting.
I do. I love meeting people.
She loves meeting people and chatting. So we're really excited about 2022. We feel super refreshed after our holiday break, and we look forward to our second season. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Jinx. Anyways, thanks for joining us again. We're looking forward to this year, and we'll see you at the next episode.